Welcome to the Marty Sheargold Show catch-up. For Our Van RV, Serenity Caravans has a new family caravan for every budget. Go to ourvanrv.com.au for all your caravan parts and accessories.
From the Triple M Studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
Welcome to the podcast here at Triple M, the Marty Sheargold Show. We have listened to your feedback. You basically get the entire show on this podcast.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
there were some comments made online about the length of the podcast. People weren't happy with it. Because everyone's experience of time in life is different.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe you walk in the park and that's where you on-demand listen.
Oh, yes.
Maybe you can't have the radio on because you just can't do the ads and the music.
That's right.
So, you know, you whack it on the old Bluetooth.
Yeah. Maybe you're on the treadmill at the gym.
Yeah, the gym.
Yeah.
A classic place where you podcast.
The whole show. Let's start it. This is the Marty Sheargold Show at Triple M.
It's a full show dump.
Great start this morning and not a nice day, actually. Top of just 19 degrees.
Oh, El Nino.
Yeah. We
worked
that out yesterday, isn't it? It's Nina, not Nino. El Nina.
El I think it's La Nina.
It's none of those things.
The bombs turned up.
Well, La and El are very different.
Oh, yeah. Yes, they are.
Yeah.
La Nina.
La Nina.
La Nina.
I think. El Nino.
Oh, El Nino.
Wow. No, they're two different things. El Nino, La Nina.
La Nina.
In other words, it's cold.
Yeah, yeah. I'll have the white bait, thanks. It's like a giant tapas meal. You're having the La Nina? I'm going to have the El Nano.
I'll have the El Nano, thanks.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And some bread? You want some bread?
Yes, absolutely.
Always.
Bread. Always. With lots.
Have you ever said no to bread when someone comes over and goes, do you want bread?
I want to die with bread.
In my coffin. Yes. I want a baguette just shoved in with me the afterlife.
Some sourdough.
Just in case I come too. And I'm well enough to spread some butter and salt on it.
And olive oil. Just drizzle it all over myself.
Just in case. You never know. We're about to move into the area of spelling stuff-ups. Did you see a spelling mistake? How badly was it spelt?
Yeah.
This is hilarious. A university graduate has shared an embarrassing spelling error on their teaching degree. The former University of Queensland student posted a photo of their degree to Reddit this week, front page of the internet, to show that the institution failed to correctly spell education. And there it is there. It's the University of Queensland, Australia, Bachelor of Education, and they've spelt it E-D-U-C-A-T-O.
Educatoin.
Educatoin, as in loin. Educatoin. A Bachelor of Educatoin. How embarrassing.
I'll have one of those.
Classic University of Queensland stuff, isn't it? We jumped online. I mean, well, you've got a couple there, Troy.
Yeah, there's a couple. Shoplifters will be prostituted.
That's fun.
Best one. And also, are you sure you want to exist, yes or no? As you go through it, a booking process online.
Will, you saw one somewhere. Where was that?
I was in Bali, which I think would be a hotbed for
spelling mistakes. Yes. What are you suggesting, that the Balinese can't spell?
Well, it's just that
strange time to do that,
English
given the news
that's
breaking
language
over the last 24 hours.
What's Greek dying?
Should I?
Stay out of it, mate.
Things lost in translation.
It was a Melbourne Storm jersey, and then on the back it had written Strom.
Melbourne Strom.
Melbourne Strom.
That's a bad one.
What about the Trumpy one, the famous Trumpy tweet?
Oh, yes, Kavefe.
Kavefe. What was going on?
Remind me of the tweet. What was the context of the tweet?
He tweeted, despite the constant negative press, Kavefe.
Kavefe.
Yeah, that was it.
What was he trying? I remember this at the time. What was he trying to say?
Well, there was a whole lot of suggestion that he'd fallen asleep mid-tweet, I think,
yeah,
at the time.
His thumb was just like falling asleep with him.
Yes.
Despite the constant negative press, Kavefe.
Kavefe. Maybe you've seen one. Yeah. A spelling stuff up. I was at a restaurant. I think it might have been an Asian influenced restaurant.
Yeah,
pork ribs.
Pork ribs
on the menu.
Just the D instead of the B.
Yeah, pork ribs.
Well, that can happen. You can mirror that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It reverses itself.
Yeah, it does.
Pork ribs.
It does too.
I'll have the pork ribs. Absolutely, I'll try them. I don't know what they are.
Sound delicious though.
It always is, mate.
Archie, Mount Evelyn. Morning.
Morning. Yes. Speaking of giving kids a good education, I was working at a primary school yesterday, and in front of not just one but every toilet was please flush the toilet.
The toilet.
Yeah, it gets a bit funny, the word toilet at the end, doesn't
it?
Yeah,
it does.
You start panicking. You go, this is how you spell toilet? And then you end up writing toilet.
Penny, in Point Cook, have you seen her spelling stuff up?
Yes, on Facebook yesterday, it was footlocker. They had an ad up for children's Lacoste runners.
Mm.
And when you looked closely, it said kids... lactose, L-A-C-T-O-S-E.
World's obsessed with lactose.
Jenny in Sydenham, what about you? What's your spelling stuff up you've seen?
I done it. I was working in insurance for Amy, and instead of writing the client manager, I wrote the clip manager.
Oh, Jenny. I think I had that role for a little while. It was taken off me.
Jenny's absolutely speechless. Just lost for words.
Well, she wrote it. I just commented.
Stand by to...
It's all just a little bit of history.
On this day,
2nd of February.
2nd of February, 1653, for those of us who remember, New Amsterdam becomes a city, which, of course, later became New York.
Oh, right. Okay. I did not know that.
I did not know that.
No, neither did I.
New Amsterdam becomes New York.
One of the best and most fun cities in the world, if you ever get the chance to go.
Yeah. Do yourself a favour.
Yeah.
1940, Frank Sinatra's singing debut in Indianapolis with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra.
Yeah, we've got a bit of that here. A bit
we
of him.
We will now do the national anthem, but you needn't rise.
This is 1940.
This isn't that.
Well, why are we playing it?
Any excuse to get some Frank Sinatra on the air.
Doesn't make any sense.
We couldn't find it.
The most recorded artist of all time.
We should have played him doing New York. New York, New York.
We should have done lots of stuff. Mainly play the one we were talking about.
We'll try again tomorrow.
Well, we can only try, mate, it seems, in this team. All we can do is try.
Well, maybe they didn't know who Frank Sinatra was yet.
Can't hear you, buddy. 1959, Buddy Holly's last performance. Oh. Is this his last performance?
I doubt it.
No.
Holy moly! I mean, it doesn't mean anything now that he died in a plane crash the next day if this was from 7 years before he died.
Yeah, this would have been at least 7 years before that, I reckon.
Jesus Christ, guys. Are we turning our keys today? I don't even want to do any more.
Done?
Oh, no.
I'll do a couple more.
Yeah.
2020 J-Lo and Shakira halftime Super Bowl show, which was pretty full on.
Oh, yeah.
J-Lo working the pole.
Is this it?
Yes. No, this is finally.
We got there.
Finally. I'm still Jenny from the block.
Used to have a little, now I have a lot. Is it the inauguration?
We're from the Bronx, New York! Yeah. And then, of course, Gene Kelly passed away in 1996 after an absolutely stunning career as a song and dance man.
Yeah.
One of the greats.
That's right. On this day, it all happened.
Nothing from Gene?
Nothing from Gene. Oh, hang on. Oh, they're in the middle. There you go. There is. I'm
singing in the rain. I mean, if that doesn't put a pep in your step, you're dead.
What a glorious feel, and I'm happy again.
Marilyn Manson is trending on Twitter, which for most of our audience means nothing, myself included.
Yeah.
But I know that it means people are talking about Marilyn Manson.
Mm.
Of course, famously such hits as This Awful Dirge.
This actually sounds fun.
Sounds fun?
Really? I don't mind it.
Oh, really?
What about this one?
Nah.
That sort of mindless screaming into a microphone while you're wearing eyeliner is so 1992.
Yeah.
It's awful. Rubbish. Drivel.
It is. Terrible.
Terrible stuff from Marilyn. Well, there's some serious allegations around Marilyn, and his music well may match up to his personality here in a second.
What's happened?
Evan Rachel Wood, who Lauren has continued to try to explain to me who she is.
She's lots of people would watch Westworld just because you don't.
Yeah, all right. Westworld.
I've never seen Westworld either.
I don't know. Lawrence pulled a photo of her up for me. I don't even recognise her in the photo.
No.
She's clearly a working actress. I've heard of her name. Four other women, along with Rachel, have accused Marilyn Manson of horrifically abusing them. So this story's now changing gears.
Yeah.
Evan's now 33. She was engaged to him for 8 months in 2010. They went public in 2007. She was 20 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
She testified before Congress in 2018 as part of a campaign to change domestic violence laws. She did not name her abuser at the time.
Right.
In her statement this week, she has named her abuser as Brian Warner, also known to the world as Marilyn Manson. She believes he was groomed by her when she was a teenager and horrifically abused for years.
Oh, this is no good at all.
This
terrible story.
Look, it's an allegation at this stage.
Yeah.
I saw Marilyn Manson at the Big Day Out years ago when people started piffing water bottles at him.
Yeah.
And he made the mistake of saying, "Can you stop piffing water bottles at me?"
Never do that.
Well, then the whole of Australia started throwing water bottles at him.
Of course they did.
I quietly enjoyed it from up the back.
The Marty Shergold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shergold Show. Triple M.
Have you had a peeping Tom?
That's the question we're asking.
Have you ever looked at the window and gone, holy hell, someone's looking in the window?
That person is not supposed to be right there.
No, we had one when we were kids in the back window near the back door, and we saw him and we said to Dad, "Dad, there's a dude looking in the window." And Dad was up and out the back door quicker than I saw him move for hamburgers and stuff like that.
Apple hasn't fallen far from the tree.
Don't tell your mother. It's Dad's favourite saying. As we're smashing another hamburger in the front of the car.
Did he get up to catch up to the guy?
No. The guy jumped the back fence, which was beyond Dad's level of ability at that stage. But he was ready. Dad was ready.
Yeah.
A 41-year-old alleged peeping Tom was busted after falling through the ceiling of a changing room in a Virginia gym. You dirty bird.
Oh.
Watching the ladies get changed.
Oh.
Ugh.
Gross.
What is it? I'm joking. Everyone relax. Brian Anthony Joe, stupid name, was allegedly spying on the ladies at One Life Fitness when he came crashing down through the ceiling and actually landed on a woman.
Oh.
Before you, I just turned into a guy from New York. Before you, it's good coffee.
Coffee.
Before you.
Coffee. It is coffee.
Before you, being cornered by the other women until police arrived. Being cornered by women is scary.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
Women on the turn is one of the scariest things in life.
You're not getting out of there.
I'll gouge your eyes out.
Absolutely. Yeah. Brian fell 3 metres. He wasn't injured. Oh, how fortunate.
Yeah.
He was charged with
you're back on hamburgers again.
He was charged with eating burgers, vandalism, and 3 counts of peeping or spying into a building.
Oh. We got Ziggy from Yarra Glen. What do you got for us, Ziggy?
G'day, guys. Very hard to say. Long time, first time. Things are you just started, Marty.
Yeah, I'm hearing you, Ziggy.
But I live out in the Yarra Glen. No neighbours near me. And been married for 20 years.
Yeah.
And just last year, we had a lovely fire, lovely spa, had it all romantic.
Mm.
And for the first time ever, the missus says, "Hey, open the curtain."
Oh, wow. Okay.
I thought, wow.
Let's get it on. You're on the Flicardi. You've had a red wine. You're ready to go, Ziggy.
All prime, Marty. And open the curtains, and there he is.
No way. How strange that was the night she said, "Open the curtains." You do, and there's old mate.
What do you do?
Well,
what did you do?
Are you not sure, Ziggy, that she'd arranged him to be there? Have you asked that question, Ziggy?
That was the first one, yeah.
How strange. In the middle of nowhere in Yarra Glen, an old mate's out the window.
Yeah.
Oh, no thanks. That's creepy. What you talking about?
I did not know that.
Well, you can be a part of this, by the way. An interesting fact. It needs to be a super interesting fact, though.
Oh, that's a big setup, Troy, but I agree with you. If you've got an interesting fact, get involved. Otherwise, stay out of it. If it's a run-of-the-mill, middle-of-the-road fact, not required today, guys.
There you go.
Get out of town. I did not know that.
I did not know that.
There you go.
I did not know that. The first oranges, wait for it, weren't orange.
I did not know that.
Really?
Original oranges from Southeast Asia were a tangerine pomelo hybrid. And they were actually
green. What is a pomelo?
It's a thing.
You know, pomelos. Pomelo. That you sleep on them at night.
I did not know that.
Oh, my God, I've got such a firm pomelo.
Pomelo, all right. I'm going to go to the South Melbourne market and grab me a pomelo after the show.
In fact, oranges in warmer regions like Vietnam and Thailand still stay green through to maturity.
I did not know that.
Wow.
They would be called greens.
I love learning this
stuff. Give us a green. Have you eaten your greens?
So I guess the colour orange came before the fruit. Because I never knew. I was like, oh, was the colour named after the fruit or the fruit named after the colour?
Yeah. You surely to God you did not think that.
Well, what? Why not?
Because it's a colour. Orange.
Yeah, but maybe they said, hey, that fruit is a colour. We'll name it after that fruit.
Oh, jeez. Can you hear yourself?
Yes, I can.
This is actually coming out of your mouth.
Do you want to take some time to think about what you say?
No.
Do you think that orange, the colour, was named after the green fruits from Thailand?
No, but before I knew they were green. That's what I'm saying. This answers my question.
No, it doesn't. It makes your question ridiculous.
No, it doesn't.
When you go back and listen to this, because I know you're trying to improve yourself.
I don't think it's ridiculous.
Think it is.
No.
Okay, well, let's
agree. You're not telling me that scholars looked at it. This is what I thought. They saw this fruit. They said, hey, that colour of that fruit is the perfect example of what that colour is. So we'll name that fruit is called an orange. So we'll call the colour orange.
No, stop, buddy.
I did not know that.
You need to start eating again. Oh, yes. This is what happens,
probably
mate.
Do.
This Get is off what the happens. Quinoa.
Have a proper salad. How's this? And I did not know this. Yeah. Cows don't have upper front teeth.
I did not know that.
Are you serious?
They don't have upper front teeth.
Did not know that myself.
In fact, they have fewer teeth than any other animals.
Oh.
In the front of the mouth, teeth are only located on the bottom jaw, and in place of the top front teeth, there's a hard leathery pad known as a dental pad.
I did not know that.
Sounds pretty gross, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Mm. Sounds slobbery.
A dental pad. Even the word pad. I'm not comfortable with the word pad.
It's not a great word. There's much better words.
Yeah, dental pad. My dental pad is absolutely aching. Oh, Jordan, this better be good, Jordan. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You're interrupting something.
What do you got?
Did you know that raccoons have no saliva glands? So before they eat anything, they basically have to soak it in water so they can swallow it.
I did not know that. Well done,
good
Jordan.
Good on you, Jordan.
Let's give Jordan a show bag for getting involved.
We'll sort him out with a show bag.
You know, this is a segment you have to think about.
That's
right. I love it when the listeners are prepared to have a think and get on the blower.
Super interesting facts. Alan, what do you got for us?
The song Death by Rock and Roll by the Pretty Reckless.
Oh, yeah, great song.
Yeah, the lead singer of that is Taylor Momsen, who is Cindy Lou Who out of The Grinch.
Oh.
Does everyone understand what that's about?
I do.
From Alan?
I did not know that.
Are we giving Alan a show bag?
Yes, we
Give
are.
Give him a show bag.
Got one as well, Alan. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Frank's in Pakenham. Good morning, Frank.
How we going?
What do you got, buddy?
Oh, well, this is a good one. Yeah. Recently, I just found out after 45 years of life, I've never known this, that chickens don't urinate.
Chickens don't urinate?
Oh,
I never knew
that. Yeah, I didn't know that either. But I haven't actually Googled it, and I haven't actually checked my facts. But I did find out from a pretty good source, a good forklift driver down at my work.
All right, Frank, just wind it up there, buddy.
I did not know that.
Just that old Frank. Yeah, off you go.
Thank you, Frank.
Good to have Frank involved. But
fun fact.
Not too involved. Holy Moly debuted last night on Channel 7.
Yeah.
Spin it or bin it is the question we're asking.
133353 if you want to be a part of this.
Did you love it? Did you hate it? Because not one of us saw a single minute of it.
No.
All I've seen is the promos for Holy Moly.
They do look good, though.
With Rob Riggle. And Matt Shervington, and Close the Borders herself, Sonia Kruger, I assume some sort of hosting role for the Krugs.
Something in there that she's doing.
Towering windmills, fire-breathing dragons, shark-infested lagoons, and a giant sausage.
Good stuff, Rob Riggle, who we've sort of taken a minor interest in for several reasons. One, why isn't an Australian doing that job?
Yeah.
Because I believed that this was shot in LA, but as it turns out, it was shot just outside of Brisbane.
Mm-hmm.
So is there a reason Rob Riggle is doing this show other than him being a comic?
He was on the US version.
Yeah, I think that's the only reason.
Right. He was on the US version.
I said that before.
Did you? Use your big voice.
I said that before.
I can't understand you if you don't speak.
Well, you told me not to speak before nine, so.
Obviously, that's not always the way.
Use your words.
Use your words, mate, and your emotions. Holy Moly premiered last night. Done that. Following the premise of the American version, wish I'd read the first two lines. To change the whole start of this conversation.
Holy moly.
Holy moly, says Rob Riggle. Yeah. Greg Norman stars as the resident golf pro. Does he? What's Greg? Well, none of us have seen it.
No. Yeah. He's the golf pro.
What's he like? How's Greg? Is he made of wood? He strikes me as a bit of a wooden guy, old Greg.
He loves a walk along the beach with his dog.
He certainly does. And that is wood of another nature.
Holy moly.
Wow. It's all wood. Each episode sees eight contestants paired off against each other, miniature golf course, various obstacles, distractions, two-round elimination tournament, final three contestants then compete in the final round with the winner of the episode. Of each episode? Oh, proceeding to a grand final where they could win $100,000. I think, Will, Steve Price has kicked in with his tweet.
Uncharacteristically grumpy from Steve
Why?
Price.
What's Steve think?
Sad that Greg Norman, one of the greatest golfers of all time and a brilliant businessman, would trash his name on Seven's Holy Moly Putt Putt Show. It's truly awful. Sad emoji face.
Oh, wow. That is holy heavy. Moly.
But that doesn't reflect all the Twitter feedback. It was largely liked, I think.
Right. Greg actually designed the mini golf course on the show.
He's been in it from the ground up.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he's probably taken a chunk of change out of it.
Mm. Yeah.
Continuing the theme of being a successful businessman, as Steve noted in his tweet, whilst also throwing him under the bus. classic stuff from Steve.
Spin it or bin it. What do you think?
Spin it or bin it.
Holy moly.
I don't know because I haven't seen it. Who we got there, Troy?
We got Andrea in Roeville. Hey, Andrea.
G'day. How you doing? Good to hear you back in the morning, Marty.
Oh, thank you, Andrea. How lovely. Let's give Andrea a show bag.
Yeah, got a Marty Shegold show bag.
You won't love it, Andrea, but you can have it.
It's a lovely tote.
It's a tote.
I love it more than holy moly.
Oh.
So you're not a fan, Andrea?
Look, I don't agree with Steve Price a lot, but I tell you what, it's not unlike. It was a little bit, think a bit, it's a knockout cross, tiniest bit of Ninja Warrior cross, let's bring every sort of, you know, celebrity who hasn't had a job for a while in for a 5-minute promo. They had Dicko in as a pirate.
Oh, no. When you go into the world with Dicko, you know you've run out of ideas.
They had, you know, who's the guy that's saying, what's the matter, you shut up in your face? They had him on.
Joe. Avicii?
Joe Dolce.
They had, what's the matter, you? Joe Dolce? Who's put this crew together?
He was a surprise distraction.
All right, Andrea. I'm loving what you're doing. Deeply on the pots and pans. Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. Joe! It's a nice put it through the window. Shut up
for you. Thank you, Andrea.
Look, in fairness, none of us have seen it. No. We'd like to provide some balance. Steve didn't like it. Good on you, Andrea. Yeah. Andrea wasn't a fan. She even threw Joe Dolce under the bus.
She did, didn't she?
Well, we do have some positive tweets.
Yeah. One of the more high-profile supporters of Holy Moly was Andy Marr on Twitter last night.
SEN's very own Andy Marr.
Early on, he said, I've seen enough. Holy Moly is a winner.
Yeah.
And then followed up about half an hour later. They're even making Greg Norman funny. This show is a triumph.
There you go.
There you go.
It's not all bad news.
Well, you can check it out for yourself. Holy Moly continues 7:30 Tuesday and Wednesdays on Channel 7 and 7 Plus as well.
I'll have a look.
Yeah, I'll go and check it out too.
Look, there were some amazing images of Melbourne, which we've whacked up on our Insta, have we not, Will? Well, let's get them up there, mate.
At Marty Shegold Show.
I'm talking about it. It would have been nice if they were already there.
They were there in a sec.
I guess that's a back-end issue that you guys will resolve through the day and talk about your processes and communication.
Pictures of Melbourne. 4 seasons
in one day.
Ultimate Melbourne song. Lying in the depths
of your imagination. Taken in 1950. The photo on the left basically has the exhibition building there.
Yeah.
Surrounded by absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
70 years later, they've taken a shot from exactly the same angle. And, I mean, I know it's stating the obvious.
Yeah.
But the difference is unbelievable.
Extraordinary.
There was more foot traffic in Melbourne CBD Monday morning. In good news, the city's coming back to life. The count of people outside Southern Cross Station between 8 and 9 was the highest for that time of the week since March.
Oh.
We're coming back, Melbourne. They tried to beat us.
Going downtown in Melbourne.
We won't be held down.
Not at all.
Town. This is a great track. Makes me want to have a red wine and kiss my lady friend. However, in 2019, the average for the area was almost five times Monday's count. Okay, well, swings and roundabouts. Yeah. Government expects da-di-da-di-da. Roads averaged about 90% of capacity. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that is
good. People are back in the car.
It's snapping back.
Hopefully listening to the show.
Yes.
But you never know.
The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M. What's on the front page?
Well, front page or thereabouts.
That's right.
Have you ever seen a shark? Shark tales? Your experiences of shark sightings?
If you have, 133353 if you've have a shark tale for us. Thank you, Christina Aguilera.
Very dirty from Christina. Yes. Story out of Portsea, unbelievably.
Close enough. Sorrento, me.
Mate, it's all the same.
Same thing. It's in the general vicinity.
Property prices are similar. And that's the main thing.
Exactly. That's what the hot topic of conversation is in Sorrento.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
How much did they pay?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I know.
You've still got to walk down to the beach. Doesn't make any sense.
Don't have a beach box yet?
Oh, beach boxes. Beach boxes.
Don't have a helicopter pad landing on your, you know?
Beach box, I think, it could be confusing. Do you know what I mean? Like, what's it actually for?
Yeah, right. Yeah, fair enough.
Astonishing footage has emerged of a shark hunting down a seal near a popular swimming spot off the Mornington Peninsula.
Yeah.
Peninsula. Sorry, had a minor bleed.
Peninsula.
Peninsula.
Peninsula. We're in the peninsula and we saw a shark.
Here's a grab of what happened.
Oh, my God. Stop. This is chasing a seal. Oh, my God. What is this? Holy moly. Oh, my God. This is crazy. It's right under the car. It's over here now. Oh, my God. That's massive. Holy. It's right there. What is this? Oh, my God. It's chasing a seal.
Holy moly.
Holy moly.
I mean, it sounded like a grab from Holy Moly.
It did, didn't it?
Oh, this music.
I mean, seeing that in the water, terrifying.
Still fun to swim up behind someone who doesn't know you're there and grab their leg, isn't it? Because anything that brushes your leg in the surf is immediately a shark.
Absolutely.
Is there anything more frightening than when you're in the surf and something brushes your leg?
Yeah, it has to be a shark.
Just that split second, even if it's seaweed, your mind just explodes.
Yeah, absolutely.
I remember when we were kids, the shark bell rang outside of Newcastle when we were up there on holidays once. Oh, my God. Dad belted in and dragged us all out of the surf. The bell was actually ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding.
I didn't even thought it was lunch.
Carmel in West Brunswick, what do you got for us? What have you seen?
Well, actually, I'm in Armidale. Good morning. On my way to work.
Oh,
how are you all?
Wonderful.
Yes. Lovely. Anyway, I was in Scarborough Beach in Perth, and I was just saying to the guy who answered the phone, I'm so happy they're in lockdown at the moment.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was swimming away, and I'm not a very good swimmer. Anyway, the sirens went off. Yeah. I was the best swimmer ever. Olympic medal.
Yeah.
Ever. Mm. Out of that water, quick, bloody smart.
Yeah.
So I decided to have some lunch and then wandered back down to the beach, and the guys were going, oh, it's all safe to go back in now. And I'm like, no, I don't think I'll be going back in there till 2027, maybe.
Oh, okay. Oh, just a random number, but a good number, 2027.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, Carmel.
I saw a shark at Rottnest Island, actually.
Did you?
Yep. The only time I've seen one in the wild.
Yeah.
So she's onto something.
Yeah, okay. WA.
Yeah. Mount Martha, let's go there. Natalie.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, Natalie.
Got a shark tale for us?
Yeah. We camp every year up in Marimbula, just on the, south coast of New South Wales.
Yes.
About 4 years ago, my son was out with his cousins just in the shallow, you know, waist deep water.
Mm.
And my cousin or my nephew came running back. Mitchell's been attacked by a shark. And I said, what?
What?
This? And I went down there. Sure enough, blood everywhere. The friends were helping him. And, so just in the shallows and
got
had been bitten by a shark, on the foot and had a number of lacerations. And anyway, ended up being okay, of course.
No,
he was interviewed by the fisheries and they took it all very seriously. And, interesting.
Is it?
No, it is.
I was interested.
Hang on, mate.
It was. I'm sorry, Natalie.
Her son was bitten by a shark.
It was just the way that you said it. I don't think you meant it that way. Because it was interesting.
It was very interesting.
It was long,
Natalie,
admittedly.
I apologise.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I took my time telling the story.
Natalie.
We should send her a show bag.
You give her a show bag.
Yeah, you got a show
bag. Because of the way you behaved. Oh, Natalie.
Oh, I can feel a meeting coming on after the show.
Well done, Natalie.
Thanks for the call.
Tell you, I saw some dash cam footage last night of a pet dog falling out of a car as it went around a roundabout in Clyde North.
I saw this as well.
Wow.
Yeah, he's actually Peter Hitchener from the news last night.
It happened quickly and is hard to watch. A dog recorded on dash cam falling from the window of a moving car in Melbourne southeast. The Toyota Yaris was travelling through a roundabout in Berwick when the pup leaned out and tumbled onto the road. Despite the impact, the dog managed to walk away and headed straight into the arms of its owners.
Oh, nice.
He loved it.
Yeah.
He does loves a lightweight dog story, just to break it up.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because it's all doom and gloom when you're doing the 6 o'clock news.
Absolutely.
Then you get a dog rolling out of a car. Finally, you can take the foot off the gas. Dogs,
Am
I right?
I know.
And they tumble and roll and then they just bounce up and keep going.
Yeah. I was just amazed that the dog was fine.
I know.
Which is it's a happy ending. It's great.
Is it on our Insta? No, of course it's not. Gee, guys.
At Marty Sheargold Show.
I mean, I didn't have a sheet. It's not on Insta. I get we're all having fun, but are we a team?
That sounds like
silence.
I think Will's just about to say it's there now.
It will be.
Building suspense.
Oh, I give up.
I think that new couch is just a little bit too comfortable for
it. I'm done.
All right.
5 seconds. Stand by two.
It's all just a little bit of history.
On this day.
All right, 2nd of February. That's what we're doing today because it is the 2nd of February on this day.
Who could ever forget in 1926 when three men danced the Charleston for 22 hours?
22 hours. That is a long time to be having this in your head.
I know, it'd drive you mad, wouldn't it?
God. There's lots of colour and movement in here in the studio this morning.
It certainly is.
Lots of show tunes.
It's Charleston Day.
Charleston Day.
We played a little bit of Gene Kelly and Donald O'Connor. And
we did.
Gene Kelly?
Yeah.
Oh, I think Debbie I've actually,
Reynolds? Oh, got a
Debbie
little
bit,
Reynolds.
Got a little bit of it. There you go.
Just singing in the rain. Because Gene Kelly passed away in 1996 on this
day. That's right,
Leonard Keeler in 1935 first uses his polygraph machine on criminals.
Ah.
Later convicted of assault on its findings in... What? Who wrote this?
Machine on criminals later convicted of assault, so they were later convicted.
Oh, it's a full
stop. Criminals that they used the... No.
Oh.
Oh.
Let's move on.
It makes sense. It reads fine.
Leonard Keeler first uses his polygraph machine on criminals later convicted of assault on its findings in Portage, Wisconsin.
Yeah, it does.
It's
see?
Right on the edge.
They were convicted.
Of nonsensical.
They were convicted based on the findings.
It's right on the edge of nonsensical.
I didn't write it. It's from the website.
Copy and paste.
Of course.
Is it everything?
I'm not surprised. Buddy Holly died in a plane crash on this day in 1959. Don McLean, who was a fan of Buddy Holly's, later addressed the accident in his song American Pie, dubbing it The Day the Music Died. The music died. I never knew what that line was about.
No.
I've heard it a million times, and it's in reference to Buddy Holly.
Learned something today.
Barbara Streisand in 1974 had her first number one hit with The Way We Were.
This was it.
Oh, Babs.
Good on you, Babs.
Just takes you somewhere, doesn't it?
Sure does.
Where does it take you?
The old front bar at the Prince of Wales.
Philip Seymour Hoffman passed away on this day in 2014.
Valet.
Yeah.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
What did you rage quit?
What's rage quitting?
It's like when you crack it and quit. Maybe you've seen someone else do it, just lose their bundle and walk.
Yeah, okay.
Rage quitting.
Like a tantrum.
It's a new term, isn't it?
Mm.
Thanks, bud. Jesus, it's like pulling teeth in here.
Well, yes, it is. Sorry.
Well, use your words, mate.
Will says it comes from the gaming community.
Yeah. Does it, Will? Get up here.
It's like if you, like say I was playing FIFA online or something.
Right.
And then I'm down 4-0.
Yeah. Against the Spaniards.
Rather than play out the full 90, I'll just quit.
Rage quit.
Rage quit.
Rage quit.
Have you rage quitted?
Oh, often.
Often.
Daily. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, if you have, give us a call, 133353.
Did you crack it? Did you quit? A Sydney influencer has quit social media after copping backlash for not knowing the difference between the Australian and American flags.
Oh, really?
Jessica Sanders, sorry, Troy, has an account with 200,000 followers. What makes you an influencer? How many?
I think 200,000 would be influencer.
Is there a number? Have we universally agreed that if you have 40,000 followers, you can call yourself an influencer?
Or is it less than that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
She's deleted her account after she shared a photo poolside with friends that she'd captioned Australia Day. Yeah. Well, followers were quick to point out that Jessica was wearing a bikini with the US flag, not the Australian flag. There's a shot of Jessica's firm, fit body there,
yeah,
Troy.
She's very fit, definitely fit.
In her bikini.
Yeah, definitely American stars and stripes going on there.
Absolutely. The Instagram account that calls out Australian celebrities and social media stars for their embarrassing typos shared the snap, and it was quickly flooded with brutal comments. What a surprise.
Yeah.
Mocking Jessica. She initially defended herself in the comments, writing, "I'm not stupid. Of course I know the difference." But she now appears to have deleted or deactivated her account in response to the criticism. Must be pretty heavy criticism if you're deactivating your account.
I reckon.
Particularly if you are an influencer with that many followers.
Yeah, that's your thing. That's your job. That's what you do.
That's your thing. That's your job. That's what you do.
Yeah.
She has rage quit. She has cracked the sads, taken her bat and ball and gone home.
Apparently there's different levels of influencers.
This is good.
Depending on like what you get paid per post as well.
What's the numbers? Give me some numbers.
So a nano influencer can only they can even have around 1,000 or so followers.
No one cares.
They're
about
only getting between $10 and $100 per post.
Ludicrous.
Micro influencers, the biggest ones, you've got macro, which is about 100,000, and they're getting between 5 and 10,000 per post.
So she is a macro influencer, this bird.
Yeah.
She's got 200,000 followers.
But she's just chucked away her income if she's deactivated her account. I don't get it.
I think the comments must have been brutal.
It must have been.
I reckon she's probably just shut it down to take a breather.
Yeah, and come back to it in a couple of weeks.
Of course. It's how she makes a living, I'm assuming.
What did you rage quit? Andrew in Diamond Creek, you saw someone do something?
Yes, good morning. I was doing a salary review for one of my staff and they thought that they were owed $12,000 a day.
Mm. A day?
And they were, a day. Mm. Yeah, they miscalculated by a long, long shot.
Mm.
Anyway, when we had the discussion, I told them, no, it was a $10 an hour pay rise. They cracked it and walked out. Never saw them again.
Well, they don't sound entirely right to me, Andrew. Was that your assessment as they were leaving?
Yeah, I figured they'd made a mistake somewhere, yes. I was bemused by the statement anyway, but it's quite funny.
$12,000 a day?
Yeah, what? That's not right.
Oh, God, who are they?
Colin in Werribee. Morning.
Morning, all. How are you?
Hey, Colin.
Rage quit. What happened?
Yeah, when old Jero playing PlayStation Battlefield 5 and some little smart-ass kid flogged the absolute suitcase out of me, so I failed out.
Good. And he's gone.
And he's gone.
The Marty Shergold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shergold Show. Triple M.
I just want to get the facts.
I want facts.
I'll give you the facts.
Fact checked.
Fact checked.
And double checked.
Oh, this is really, really facts.
Lauren, morning.
Morning.
Again.
Hello.
Fact check time.
Yeah.
You up and about?
I'm so tired, but I'm up and about.
What do you mean you're so tired?
You'd never know.
I need food.
What's wrong with you?
I need food.
You need to eat something, mate.
I do.
This whole quinoa thing that you're doing at the moment is just
it's
not.
Day two of the 8-week challenge, and I'm struggling.
Yeah, well, the looking at that photo you sent around yesterday, no wonder.
Yeah, I know.
That was just a mess.
No, I almost finished it at that point. It was just the layer of quinoa at the bottom and
and a cherry tomato.
One cherry tomato.
The saddest of all tomatoes.
I don't have too many calories.
Oh, they're so lonely. Oh.
Lonely? They're with all their friends in the packet.
I didn't see any friends in your packet.
It's because I'd eaten them.
Mate, I would quit if I was you. That's just my advice. Day two has always felt like a great day to quit stuff for me.
This is going to be a long 8 weeks for us.
Oh, I know. If this is the level that you're going to execute at over the next 8 weeks, we're going to have a couple of really awkward exchanges, you and I.
Anyway, on this day, just before, you said that Buddy Holly died on this day in 1959. Now, it could be the sheet or it could be that you didn't read it properly.
Oh, don't. What? Mate, it's on this day.
He had his last performance on this day. If you read the sheet, he died the next day.
Okay, so
tomorrow we'll do all the Buddy Holly stuff.
Buddy Holly stuff.
Exactly.
Why would you give me the on this day for a guy that died tomorrow because it's his last show today?
Because I wrote the on the...
And then not give me the grab from the actual last show.
Because
she's hungry. She's hungry.
I mean, surely you can see this from my point of view, how this might be perceived.
Yeah. Anyway,
all right.
No one's safe from fact check, as we've discovered. The Today Show.
Who are you throwing under the bus?
Caller Jordan.
One of our callers.
Today.
Yeah.
We asked for Melbourne's most interesting facts. We thought we had some good ones, but they both turned out to be a bit.
One of them was ridiculous. What was the other? What's this one?
The first one was from Alan, who said that the lead singer of The Pretty Reckless is Taylor Momsen, Cindy Lou Who. Apparently. He found that out from Triple M 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's old.
It's an old fact.
Yeah.
Good. Well done, team. Yeah. Old facts.
I didn't know that.
But
says Matt now at 3 minutes tonight. I actually did know that.
Jordan
about
said.
About an hour too late.
Yeah, I know.
Jordan said that raccoons don't have salivary glands, and that's why they wet their food.
Saliva glands. Fact checked you.
Yeah.
You said salivary glands.
Fact check yourself.
Wow. It's saliva glands. It's not salivary glands.
Are you kidding? It's salivary glands. Look at it right here.
Inside voice, please.
All right, it is salivary glands. My apologies. I'm not too proud to say sorry, unlike other people.
Anyway, he said that they have to dip their food in water.
Ooh, dip's
to
an
eat
interesting
it.
Word, isn't
yeah.
it?
But that scientists have disproved those theories. They wet their food to gather more sensory information about it from nerve endings in their paws.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
So they have perfectly functioning salivary glands.
Right. And it's all about the paws.
Yeah.
Mm. That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thank God. Have right. something to eat, for Christ's sake. Yeah.
Get really nasty when you're hungry.
I know. Have a croissant. I'm going to.
Snickers bar, are you? Yeah.
And four hamburgers. Before 10.
Don't tell Mum.
We will see you tomorrow. Sarah Marie is next chance to win $267 every time we play Marty's Money Today.
Not as much today, is it?
But still a lot.
Nah.
Buy a lot of hamburgers with that.
You could.
Yeah. See you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Marty Shergold Show catch-up. For Our Van RV, Serenity Caravans has a new family caravan for every budget. Go to ourvanrv.com.au for all your caravan parts and accessories.